Hi guys, welcome to another edition of the MeetYourSweet.com Relationship Health Podcast. I'm Mirabelle Summer, your host for today. Now guys, have you ever really been into a girl? Really been into her? And then one day, poof, relationship is over and you're left confused and wondering what happened. In the days that followed, maybe you can't get her off your mind. You call her, you text her, you try to see her. Okay, maybe you borderline stalk her, but still, she won't budge. Okay, what should you do? How can you get her off of your mind so that you can move on, move forward? Our guest today is going to help you learn to do just that. Dan Dinnick is the creator of the Over Her Overnight System, and he's got some surefire tips to help you move past the old and prepare for the new. And that's whether or not you guys are going to get back together or whether you're just going to venture into a new relationship. Dan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Mirabelle. It's good to be here.
Now, I have to tell you guys who are listening to us, if you want to kind of be checking out Dan's system while we're chatting today, you can do that simply by going on our website, www.meetyoursweet.com/podoverher. Again, that's meetyoursweet.com/podoverher. So I say, Dan, let's start by getting a little bit more background information about you.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into helping men learn how to navigate dealing with their exes, whether it's getting back together with them or even staying in the relationship.
Well, several years ago, after I'd graduated college, I went through a really painful breakup. And I was really in love with this girl. I hadn't been with her for that long, but things ended really suddenly. And I was a bit proud at the time, and I didn't want to try too hard. And so I kind of cut off communication, but to my surprise, cut to a couple months later, I was still thinking about her, and I was still fantasizing about her. At night times, during the times we would usually spend time together, I would spend that time thinking about her. My daily life became pretty hard. It started to affect my work and my focus, even my social life and my self-esteem. I think as men, often when we go through breakups, it can be a big blow to our self-esteem, especially in this case when I found out that it didn't take her that long to replace me with somebody else. So that was pretty painful for me. And over the coming years, I started to really focus on trying to understand this area of life, because I remember when I was looking for solutions, I couldn't find them. I remember even going to the bookstore at one point and looking around and noticing that all the books that addressed the topic of how to get over the pain of a breakup, they were all for women. They were all addressed to women. And here I was thinking to myself, okay, does this not ever happen to guys? Am I the only one that this happens to? And as it turns out, I wasn't the only one that it did happen to when it comes to a men. In fact, often it does take men longer to get over breakups. And it also, statistically, women actually leave men more often than men leave women. And but at the same time, there really wasn't any solution for me. So I made this my focus, and I spent the last few years really trying to understand the psychology of what goes on and how, as men, how we deal with it different and how we can approach it in a way that allows us to have our confidence and our power back. Because most guys, generally, the only reference point that we have for this is things like Hollywood movies or songs or all this stuff that has kind of put a lot of these myths in our head. And so we're really kind of at a loss as to, well, how do I deal with this kind of pain? What do I do? And how do I overcome this emotional pain so I can reset myself and either become the confident man who attracted my girlfriend in the first place, except a smarter version this time, or quickly move on so I can either enjoy being single or create something new, somebody else.
So, Dan, you've just told us you've got the experience of having a breakup under your belt that catapulted you into helping guys understand some of this very complicated process of breaking up. We all know that breaking up is hard to do. Do you have some tips for things a guy should do after a breakup to help him begin to heal his heart a little bit faster?
Sure. One of the first things, and it's one of the easiest things to do, is to change up your surroundings as much as possible. Change your apartment, change your route to work, change the toiletries you have in your bathroom or the ringer on your phone, or change your phone entirely. I remember when I went through my breakup. I've been through more than one, actually, that my phone became almost like this pain point, being this reminder of how I wasn't getting those calls that I used to be getting or those texts that I used to be getting. So changing all those things up, changing up all of the present reminders of her, it seems like at first, especially when you're in a lot of pain, it seems like that stuff isn't going to work. But the more you do it, the more the effects start to change, because then your mind actually doesn't have all these different things that are unconsciously reminding you of her. Another thing to start doing is to start listening to different kinds of music, music that you've never listened to before. That way you don't have any associations with it. As men,
and avoid avoid all of those dedication shows.
Yes, I would like. I don't think there's any guy that has ever, you know, listened to that and then afterwards felt, you know, I'm really glad I did that. I feel more powerful now. You know, and, right. And it's okay that we do it. We have those moments, but at the same time, you know, one of the things I was also going to mention is that crying, as simple as this is something that, as guys, we don't do. We actually feel like it again, this is social conditioning. We feel like it's some kind of sign of weakness. And actually, really what crying is, it's like pipe cleaning. It's getting out a lot of this excess emotion. But a lot of us, again, as men, we haven't gotten used to doing that, and we've been told it's not okay. And I like to remind guys that some of the most powerful fighters in the UFC will cry after matches because they're so overwhelmed with the excess of energy. It has nothing to do with being weak. So, you know, making that okay is pretty important. Another thing that men tend to do is that we tend to hole up. We tend to women will instinctively, after a breakup, I'm sure you've had girlfriends that have done this, where they start reaching out, they start connecting, and they start getting some of their emotional needs met by their other friends. They start naturally doing that, and that's a good thing. As men, we tend to withdraw, we tend to hole up and go into our man cave. So making it a point to start, you know, creating a more exciting and diverse social life for yourself. At first, it's not going to be as gratifying as being with your ex-girlfriend, because especially at first, nothing is going to be. But if you keep at it for a few weeks or a couple months, you'll start to notice that that overall you have more energy and a more positive energy, and there's more possibility out there because you're out there with other people. So what I suggest is, you know, find one group of people who are really positive and upbeat. If you can find a group like that, it's a great find, because it will rub off on you. Their upbeatness and their positivity, it'll keep you from dwelling on the things that have been keeping you down, and it'll remind you that there's another world out there. And also find a new group of friends who don't know you from before, who don't know you as a couple. This is going to make it easier for you to transition into this identity of being single again. And you're not going to have people asking about her, or they're not going to have any context for who you are when you're around them, so it's going to be easier for you to kind of reinvent yourself. Because you kind of have to do that when you become single again, especially if it's been a relationship that was really consuming for you. And another thing I suggest for guys, I think is really important, is to go and find two or three female friends and keep them just as friends. As men, sometimes we get offended by this idea of being in the friend zone for a woman. But what I've found is that often women are frustrated because they can't find enough good guy friends. And if you can become one of those guys and really enjoy these kinds of friendships and make them just friendships, it's going to, first of all, you're going to have that feminine energy, so to speak, around. And that's going to help buffer, going to help kind of ease the blow of not having your ex-girlfriend around. And also, as a reminder of that there are other women out there, and women tend to be much better listeners. I think most guys can attest to that their guy friends aren't the best listeners. And so really having that around is also going to give you this sense of abundance with women. And eventually, when you're ready to start dating again and you have some really close female friends, I mean, you tell me, Maribel, is it not fun for you to find dates for your really cool guy friends?
Well, of course, because, you know, as friends, we want to see them happy, and we want to see them with women who are going to bring out the best in them.
Yeah.
So definitely relying on a female friend is a good way to maybe find someone that you will really be compatible with. But you know, something that you said just now, Dan, makes me ask a question. We're talking about friends and we're talking about exes, so and naturally I want to know, do you think it's a good idea for the guy to remain friends with his ex?
I would say that's one of the most common questions that I get from guys. Usually when I hear guys saying that, what I actually hear them saying is that I'm not ready to not have her in my life yet. And when you've spent all this time building this intimacy and you and her have a routine, you have things that you go do together and ways that you check in every day, letting all of that go is really hard at once. And so what guys will tend to do is that they'll settle for a downgrade. They'll say, okay, well, let's be friends. And it's completely understandable because you have a history, connection, and you don't want to throw that away. What tends to happen with guys, though, is that they fall into two or three traps that actually will make things worse. The first one I call the orbiter trap, and that's when, you know, you're there for her. You're when she calls and wants to hang out or needs something, you're there. And because you're around her still, you can't make those feelings go away. You can't let it's hard for those feelings to keep getting kicked up, you know? And you may have even met women who have orbiter guy friends who are kind of there hanging out, and they have, you can tell that they don't see her as just a friend. In fact, they're kind of being territorial with her. If you accept that role of kind of the orbiter guy, often will not only make her lose respect for you, because she knows that you still love her, if you do, if you're still hung up on her and you're still subtly trying to get her back, it's going to stress the relationship where it falls apart. It happens a lot. The next thing I call actually it's my friend Joshua Pelsier who calls it this, the emotional tampon. As men, we get used to being the dependable, kind of the protector in a relationship. And sometimes after the relationship is over, and even as she's single or dating other guys, she doesn't want to quite let that go yet. She wants to keep that part because it makes her feel safe, and it's a part of the relationship that she wants to keep. And so guys kind of concede to playing that role of the therapist or the dependable guy. You know, she'll call when she has problems, and you talk her through it. At the same time, she also knows that while she might, at some level, she knows that that there's something disempowering about that for you. You playing that role just so you can stay in her life, again, eventually you'll start to build some resentment. And as soon as she finds another guy, often that role will go away. And then there you are, not any further over her than you were when you and her first broke up. So there's that. And then the third one I refer to as just the slow fizzle. Sometimes it's really hard to cut things off straight. It takes a lot of balls to do it. Sometimes the woman doesn't want to do it. And if you're still in love with her, you know, you're not going to do it if she doesn't want to do it. And yet you know that she's distancing herself. You know that she's diverting her focus from you to other things. She's spending more time focusing on other areas of your life. And this is when you start finding out that, you know, she's doing other fun things with other people, and it starts to get to you. And you're realizing, wow, she really is phasing me out. And here I am just kind of hanging on waiting for her. If you sense that you're going into any one of these roles, that's when you would draw a boundary. That's when you make it a point to spend some time away. And if you initiate this, it's more powerful. And it's also going to allow you to get over her a lot quicker. You'll have another shot with her when you're over her. And if it turns out that in the future when you and her revisit having a friendship, it's far more likely that you and her will actually have a friendship. Because there aren't all these conflicting emotions involved. It is it's something that I've actually surveyed. Most guys later on looking back, men and women, later on looking back, realize that that staying friends with their ex-girlfriend right after the breakup just made things more messy. It actually caused the relationship to become toxic, and it took it to a whole other level, and it stressed it, and it broke. Looking back, most guys realize that, hey, had I kind of, you know, if I had tapped out early and said, okay, all right, I'm going to go do my thing for a while, I'm going to get past this, I'm gonna recenter myself, and then I'll decide whether or not I want a friendship. Probably would have been more likely that the friendship would have actually happened.
Well, and it sounds as though one of the things that you touched on is that it could lead to jealousy or make a case of jealousy a little bit worse. It falls in line with the listener question that I got for you from James from Kentucky. He writes, I broke up with my girlfriend 2 months ago, and I can't seem to stop thinking about her. I've seen her out with the new guy, and it made it seem like she's really moved on very fast. How am I supposed to deal with that? So how do guys deal with those feelings of jealousy that may crop up?
Yeah, the feeling of being placed, you know, her being with another guy that in one way or another is better than you, is a really, really tough one for guys. Most of the time, the idea of your girlfriend being with another guy isn't going to set well with you, especially if you're not over her yet. And it's one of the most painful things that a guy can go through, and it's also pretty emasculating because we tend to have this imaginary competition with this other guy. You know, it brings out that part of us. The first thing about jealousy that I wanted to point out is that our culture, we kind of have some shame around it. If somebody, you know, if you've ever had one of those conversations where you're with your girlfriend and she calls you out on being jealous, the first reaction is like, no, I'm not jealous, you know. We have some weirdness around that. And we think that being jealous means being insecure. It can, but not necessarily. It's actually a pretty natural thing. Really, the origin, if you really think about the emotion of jealousy, it's something that all creatures on the planet have, all cultures have it, and it has to do with something called mate guarding. It happens in nature. All that means is that males want to make sure that the females they're with have their children instead of other men's. Now, it's weird to think that this complicated thing that we're going through is just that, some emotion that wired up when we were running around groups of 150 people and we wanted to stake our claim over a woman to make sure we didn't spend 5 years taking care of the baby of another man. That's why it's there. That's why it's also a very volatile emotion. If you read in the papers, if you watch any detective movie, the first thing they ask is, okay, well, where's the lover? Who's this person having an affair? It's a very, very volatile emotion. And understanding that it's just part of, you know, the monkey that all guys have inside of us, is the first step to understanding that that a lot of that, that you're going to have that discomfort. And really the only way past that discomfort is to get over her. But there are some visualizations, there's some things you can do to start getting over it. But it's such a powerful emotion. The first thing with dealing with it is understanding that it's okay and not to make yourself wrong. And one thing that I did want to add is that we tend to idealize the other guy. Often, you know, in my experience and guys that have gone through my program, when they run into their ex-girlfriend with another guy after they've moved on and after they've gotten over her and they have like a short conversation, they meet the guy, they find out that he's just some dude. He's not this, you know, fantasy man with that is giving her multiple screaming orgasms or is like rich or, you know, we tend to over fantasize about who that guy is. And most of the time when it actually comes down to it, it's just some other guy. And it's not about you. It's just some other guy that she's with.
And not even half as impressive as you, right?
Of course.
So, Dan, this has been some really fantastic information that you have given to us today. Before we go, I'd like you to tell us a bit more about your Over Her Overnight system.
Sure. The basic idea behind it is that when you get over the emotional pain of breaking up, that's what frees you to really decide the right course of action next. At this point, in the past 7 years, I've surveyed about 30,000 guys online. And one of the things that I was astounded to find is that about 25 to 30% of them said that it had been over a year since they'd broken up with their ex-girlfriend. Again, we've been fed a lot of myths about how time heals all wounds. And you're just supposed to kind of wait it out and hope that one day you magically snap out of it. But that's not really how it works. And this program is really designed to help you shortcut all that emotional pain in a way that's healthy and natural and gets you back not only to feeling like yourself again, but also an upgraded version of yourself. So you integrate the lessons from this. So at this point, you get to enjoy being single, or you can pursue your ex-girlfriend. If, you know, about 30% of the guys who go through the program, they start up a dialogue with their ex-girlfriend again. They're noticing that she's responding to them, and then they realize that that's not what they want. But you really have to get there to realize that. So that's why we put so much focus on getting over the heartbreak, the rejection, all the blocks that keep guys hung up on their ex-girlfriend for so long. The program is designed as an accelerator. I often spend one-on-one time with guys who go through the program. It's important that if you have a specific question or concern that we work that out together. And it's been a labor of love for me. I really enjoy doing it, and it's an opportunity for me to contribute and help other guys get to the next level.
And I know for sure, based on just this little bit of conversation that we've had today, that your system will do just that. This has just been a great conversation and has given me lots of information. So I can only imagine how much it's going to help those guys out there, especially those guys who have just been trying to figure out ways to get over that girl that's lingering in his mind so that he can move on to the next level.
I did want to say that, you know, I have found that contribution overall is one of the best ways to happiness. And I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to contribute.
Oh, you're welcome. Actually, the pleasure is all mine. And I'm sure people in our audience are saying the same thing. And we are going to remind our listeners right now, they can find the Over Her Overnight system at meetyoursweet.com/pod-over-her. This is great. And I've enjoyed every single second of speaking with you today, Dan.
Thanks, Mirabelle.
And thank you, all of you MeetYourSweet.com listeners. I'm Mirabelle Summers. Until the next time, be well.